Now I'm going to talk about review of some things that happened here. This was quite a railroad town. And trains stopped here on a regular basis. Two passenger trains, one going east and one west, every day. And in the abandoned hotel that is now called Broadway, two-story hotel, that's where they stayed. The men stayed over if they had to. And the depot was a pretty interesting place. My husband worked cleaning the depot and keeping the yard up, and it was really a beautiful yard. The depot had a board, electronic board set up, and a man sat there and he could watch the trains on the track and he could switch them over automatically to pass each other, which was really interesting. And the hotel was run by two ladies, sisters, Bess Gallagher and Mary Thompson. And they, at one time, they had a dining room in there where they served good meals. And they, I think they had about 16 rooms upstairs that they rented out. And in the bottom, the basement, they used to have dances down there. It was really nice. But now it's abandoned and falling down, it looks like. The main highway went right past the hotel, turned a corner, and went down to the river. There was a bridge, a highway bridge, this side of the railroad bridge. And my in-laws, Willie and Lizzie Powell, came to see us, and they came over on the bus. Well, at night, or the next day rather, a big highway machine went across the bridge, and the bridge fell in. The highway machine was teetering right on the edge of the bridge, and they got him out all right, the driver. Well, then they didn't have a way to get across the river to catch the bus, and they had boats taking people over across the river. That's why my in-laws had to go back home, go across the river and catch the bus. They built that happened in the 50s. Then they built this new bridge on up the river a little ways. Melon Days was a big thing in this town. It still is, but when it first started out, it was really something. A lot of people come from all around the country to sample the melons and participate in the festivities. And my son Wayne, he used to work for Dunham's. They raised a lot of melons. They still do, but then he was just a kid, and he worked for them, picking melons and doing various things. Where we lived over on Clark Street, there was a big house right in back of our house. Now there's an apartment building up there. There was a family living there, and they had four children. One was named Nick, one was named Nicky, one was named Bobby, and one was named Bambi. Three boys and a girl. On New Year's Eve, I can't remember the exact date, but anyway, on New Year's Eve, the mother and father went to a bar, and the kids were left there alone. Well, the house caught on fire. The oldest boy got out, but the three little kids didn't. They died of the smoke inhalation. It was really a sad deal. They're buried in the Elgin Cemetery in a common grave. This has been quite a little town for tourism. And the missile base was here, and it was a big draw. I used to work there cooking. Sometimes we fed as many when they were going to shoot missiles. The soldiers would come in, and they had a tent city a little ways from the missile base, and they would come up to the cafeteria to eat their meals. And we used to make, sometimes feed as many as 300 soldiers. And they had what they called the goodie wagon, and they would load this wagon up with meals, and we had to cook for that too. And then they'd go to various ports at the missile base and sell these meals. Well, that was a good industry for Green River. The myths didn't have more heads, they were just dummies. But it was a training session, is what it was. And, of course, the guys that are down below Green River is a drawing point for people, too. And it's not as active as it used to be, but it was a drawing point. I guess that's about all I want to talk about. But my life has been really interesting in this little town, and I've made a lot of good friends, and they still treat me really nice. That's it.